This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good, Jason. You know, Steve Kerr, just in this game, starting the first quarter, has that been a problem for the Warriors in this series? Okay, he tweaked the starting lineup. They scored over 20 for the first time all series. He put Buddy in that starting lineup. At some point, he went TJD just to try it, which I'm not mad at that, okay? He kind of downplayed Moses Moody. So he throttled him down in terms of his minute allocation, specifically in the first half, but then went to him in the second half, wasn't as good. Like, Moody's got to start hitting shots. I think he might be a DNP next game, right? But again, this is understanding the form of where someone's at and the matchup, and it just might not be his series. GP2 did not have the impact offensively that he's had before, but late in this game, defensively, he was brilliant. How many times...
4 assists, by the way, for GP2.
How many times late in the game did Steve Kerr go offense for defense in terms of substitution patterns?
Yeah.
All right, brilliant with that. Number two, he went at one point Quentin Post alongside TJD. Mm-hmm. He went super big. He did the hack of Adams. Like, there were about 50 little things that Steve Kerr did within this game that showed me he's 4 steps ahead of Ime Udoka. He is. I mean, he was tinkering lineups, combinations. He was trying to win the possessional matchups, possession by possession, and I thought he did a great job.
How many times do I have to say it, Joe? And you know, I preach it all the time. Steve Kerr, there is no other head coach in the rest of these playoffs. I'm taking over him. The guy's got 4 rings.
He was awesome.
Where's the respect for him? We give it to Joe Mazzulla. Oh, he won last year. That's great. The Celtics are really good. They're a great team. Oh, Ty Lue, he's one of the best. Great. He's won 1 championship. It was awesome. They came back from 3-1. You had LeBron James, maybe the greatest player of all time on your team. Great. Outside of that, okay, it's Steve Kerr. And it's easy for me. He's lost, I'll say it again, 1 Western Conference series in his career he's lost. Outside of that, perfect.
Joe, if I would have told you Draymond Green got his 5th foul early in the 3rd quarter, okay,
yeah,
Steph would have a very subpar shooting game. You're thinking there's no way you're going to win that game.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd probably agree with you on that.
All right. Like, Draymond didn't play for huge stretches.
And you tell me that Fred VanVleet and Şengün are balling. Then it's like, oh.
How did they win that game? How they won that game? Tactically, smartly, and being very methodical. And this is part of the Jimmy experience. You can see late in the game, even Steph was like, yeah, I should probably defer to mm-hmm. Jimmy. How about the Jimmy Buckets left-handed layup over 2 guys? I don't know how that got in.
Muscle. He's a big guy. Like, people sleep on his size and strength. That plays in the playoffs. That's why it matters.
Yes.
Physicality matters. And I get it. We all like to talk, oh, it's a jump shooting team. Not a jump shooting team with Jimmy Butler.
Size matters.
They can be, but they could also be an ISO team. They could also drive to the rack. And that's another refreshing thing. And even with Pajemski, his willingness to try to drive to it. Now, it's not going to work every time, but the dribble drive penetration yesterday too, and being willing to go at them at times, was refreshing to watch. It really was.
He even all dusted off Guy Santos for a couple of minutes.
A minute,
just to see, like no, but I'm not mad at these moves. Like, these are like, you start getting into a series, you start one way. Okay, this guy's playing good. This guy's not playing good. All right, they're making this adjustment. I got to make this adjustment. I thought Steve Kerr was in his bag.
Again, I'm not taking any other head coach over him these rest of these playoffs. Not even close. It'll be probably Chris Finch in the next round. And then we'll see if Dagnall, we'll see if it's Ty Lue. Doesn't matter. I trust Steve Kerr at the end of the day. I think Dub Nation should too. And again, next time they lose, we'll be here blaming him because that's just what fans do. 888-957-9570. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app. And now broadcasting live from the Laughing Monk Studios. It's Spadoni, it's Jasky. We're 1 hour down, 3 to go. It's all about y'alls and your calls today, people. That's it. Call or text 888-957-9570. 109-106 the win for the Golden State Warriors as they improve to 3-1. And historically, in NBA history, teams leading 3-1 in a series, their success rate of winning that series, 95%. math says,
well,
pretty
you can't
good.
Say that to Warrior fans because we get triggered.
Well, that's in the finals. This is the this is the first round. All right,
I know, but we also did it to OKC.
Exactly. And so, there's a lot baked into it.
So, I know, but like when you say 3-1, it just triggers us. So it's never over. That's what I've learned. It's never over.
I will say this.
Not talking about this.
Yeah, exactly.
The Rockets,
Belichick's girlfriend.
Can you get the Rockets actually have come down from a 3-1 a 1-3 series deficit? Do you remember when that happened?
Or was that a CB franchise?
No. Remember when that happened?
No.
It was the Warriors' first championship run. Doc Rivers was up 3-1 against them
Clippers. The Warriors were lucky to avoid the Clippers.
Yeah, lucky to avoid. Please, I think Joe Shasky wanted the Clippers and all that smoke back in 2015 with Blake Griffin and Chris Paul and all them boys, right?
DeAndre Jordan.
DeAndre, please. I mean, he's still playing. He's on the Nuggets. DeAndre Jordan.
When I watch Steven Adams, I'm like, he's got to be 42.
He's not. He's like 30. He's been in the league for 11 years.
Steven Adams is 31. I'm like, I want that man. By the way, late in that game, under 2 minutes, you can't really do the Hakka Adams situation. Yeah. How many times did they have to stay glued to Steven Adams and couldn't help on Şengün? Like, Adams is an absolute monster.
That's why that Jimmy Butler rebound over him was incredible.
Apparently, he said to Draymond, "You get the stop, I'll get the rebound," before the possession even started.
He just soared. And Adams,
that
to his credit,
big boy rebound.
Adams, to his credit, was in good position. He was boxing Looney out, who's not an easy guy to box out.
Jimmy,
he lives for those things.
Beautifully.
Timed it perfectly.
God, he's such a beast.
You know who else times things perfectly?
I love him.
Nick in San Jose usually.
What's up, Nick?
He times things pretty well. Nick, good morning. How we feel about that one yesterday? Dubs up 3-1 in the first round. You got to be fired up, brother.
Oh, brother Pizone. And I got to tell you, I don't want to say strength in numbers, but I've been just so down on Hield all year. He actually played some defense, hit some clutch shots. And it's nice when Curry, you know, I don't want to say he's off, but it's just nice when someone else picks him up. Couple things, and of course, as a Santa Clara grad, I'm cheek to cheek seeing Pajemski. I mean, I watched him 6 times his last year at Santa Clara, and he never popped on me for 6 games. And look at what he's doing. Here's my question, though: why aren't we on occasion doubling Şengün? Can you answer that for me, number one? Because I want to give Kerr his flowers. I really do.
Nick, they did.
Yeah.
They did. Pods did it late multiple times and left Van Vliet open. Yeah. And then I think they were like, you know what?
Okay.
We can't leave him open.
Okay. And the last thing I want to say is Draymond got baited a little yesterday, but he is just such a man. And that play at the end of the game, I mean, and then Jimmy Butler coming out of nowhere like a Marvel superhero. I'm telling you guys, I don't want to get hyperbolic here, but I really think the Lakers will win tonight, extend it, and Minnesota will finish it up at the great up there. And I really think we're going to have a path to the Western Conference Finals, and bring it on with SGA and those boys. Bring it on.
Oh my
I love you guys, man.
That was the most subdued Nick in San Jose I've ever heard in my life.
I'm so intense. I've been asleep. I've been up all night partying, man. I love it. Let's go.
Hey.
Let's go, Pizon. Let's go! Love you guys.
Love you, Nick.
When totally redeemed himself.
When Quinn Post got into the mix with Draymond
hilarious.
And all them, and I was like, Quinn! Like, this guy's endearing himself to Warrior fans. And he shot an air ball. Draymond shot an air ball.
Steph shot
an air ball. It was an air ball sensation. Thank you, Dan Lively. And then but you know what? I'm not mad at Quinn Post at all. If anything, I know I can go to war with that guy. Like, that guy, he tried to dunk on Steven Adams and end his life. I loved it.
You know, Jay Billis said something yesterday with us too. When it came to Quinn Post, we asked him about it because Jay Billis, obviously ESPN, does the college basketball, has been calling first round action for ABC. He was like, yeah, Quinn Post, he's one of the best players in the ACC last year. This team just stunk, so no one talked about him. Why didn't I hear about this guy? He's like, no, he's really good, and he showed why yesterday. Something about those four-year players, man. Like, we still sleep on it. I know the one and done, the Calipari's, all that stuff. Like, that's in vogue right now, and it's going to continue to be because it just is what it is.
Yes.
People want to get paid. Kids want to get paid. I hear them. They want to establish themselves and have generational wealth early on. I get that. But there's something to be said about the four-year players still, and knowing where you fit on a basketball court in the playoffs matters, and just doing things the right way. Listen, no one else was shooting off the bench. No one else was. Gary Payton had 3 attempts. Moses Moody had 6 attempts. Quinn Post, he was 4 of 11. He got his shots up.
Yeah,
I wasn't mad at it, though.
I thought his first half scoring was vital for this team.
Yeah.
They were searching for offense, and they needed it. And he had, what do you have, 12 in the first half?
Yeah.
10 in his first half?
Yeah.
I thought his first half scoring was huge. And to me, like, just not backing down is a big component of being a playoff player. If you want to be a 16-game player, as Draymond cites, you cannot be afraid of going toe-to-toe. The worst moniker to be is a soft big man. It's the worst label you can have in basketball, a soft big man.
Yeah, what was it? Steve Kerr said it. We talked about it a couple months ago, and he was early on saying this. He's not a fake 7-footer.
No.
And I was like, huh. I think that's such a funny way of saying it. I was like, well, Steve, no one can fake being 7 feet tall. But what he's trying to say is not using his size. Like there's so many players in today's NBA that are 7 feet or 6'11 or 6'10 plus that just chuck three-point balls.
Yeah.
They just don't use their size to their advantage. Like, I think of a guy that the Warriors were kind of rumored on last year, Lauri Markkanen, I think about that way. Not saying he's soft, but he just doesn't use his size that, like, players like Ivica Zubac or Nikola Jokic use, right? I'm not saying those guys are defensive all-world players. Zubac's pretty good, but Jokic not. But again, using their size and dictating the pace of play with said size matters a lot. And I thought Quentin Post, hell, I think his best performance is still, for me, Game 3 on the defensive glass and the offensive glass. He came up massive in that game. But again, yesterday, when the shot wasn't there in the second half, what did he do? Ball distribution, 3 assists. And I thought that was so refreshing yesterday for the Warriors. That goes back to IQ, Joe. The team play and the team chemistry yesterday was on full display for me. Everyone being unselfish, but at the end of the day, being willing to shoot the ball when you needed to shoot the ball. How many times in this series or the last few games of the regular season, the callers we had, why is everyone scared to shoot? Why is everyone scared to shoot and make a mistake? Pods was not scared of the moment. Buddy Hield was not scared of the moment. Quinn Post sure as hell wasn't scared of the moment. And Draymond Green, Jimmy Butler, and Stephen Curry, they're never going to be scared of the moment. And it was refreshing to watch yesterday.
You were talking about like playing bigger than your size, right?
Yeah.
Like a true 7-footer. That's the hallmark of Jimmy and Draymond.
Yep.
They play way bigger than their actual size.
Yep. Hell, I'd say Stephen Curry, to be honest, too, because
sure.
He has to.
Sure.
But he is 6'3", but you got to play bigger than your size.
Him and Pods, they both rebound very well for guards.
Absolutely. Let's pick this conversation up on the other side. 888-957-9570 is the number. Warriors 109, Rockets 106. They're just a game away from advancing to the second round of the Western Conference playoffs. Massive win yesterday.